This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to a tradition unlike any other, the tri-biannual over-under NBA Buckets Draft.
You're getting bucket buckets.
Wow. What an amazing year it's been. We had one draft in 2019, one in 2019 that was worked out well. Adam won that.
Nice.
Then the 2021 was canceled halfway through when the league was canceled, so that one didn't happen. Then we did a playoff draft, which kind of really messes up with my internal calendar, and now we're back for technically I forget who won that one. I think that one was canceled.
Oh,
it was
me. Who asked that question?
No, I won that one. It was Marty. I won that one.
All right. The real season champ. Last year, asterisk with that one. Asterisk. No one paid attention to the bubble.
That's a bubble championship.
He spells his name M asterisk RTY.
All right, we're all back. We got everyone back. Everyone's that excited to toss in, instead of $82 this year, we're all tossing in $72 in camaraderie with the league. We're also taking a financial hit because we're losing 10 games of the season. But you know what? So it goes. I took the over-unders from betonline.ag. Not a sponsor of the show, but hey, you know, fingers crossed, there's always next year. Put them all in the spreadsheet, and we chose a random order. And the number one pick belongs to Team Zeus, Warriors fan, Zeus. What was your highest finish? Do you remember? Did you finish second or third any of those years?
I finished first the first year, and I'm disrespected that you went over all of the years, but you forgot the first year when I ran away with this league.
Right. Okay, so in 2018, you won. Then in 2019, Adam won. Is that right?
After I won, I stopped.
You blacked out.
So
you blacked out.
I won after that, but I won the first year.
Okay, so this is the fourth draft review. Wow. Okay, time flies. All right, so number one pick, who are you eyeing? What are you thinking? You got your pick of the litter.
Okay, I'm really excited about this one. I saw I had the number one pick. I knew I was going to go this route. I'm going Golden State Warriors under.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Fading your own team. I should explain very briefly that every team has an over-under that's set in Vegas, and we're drafting what we think will be the biggest discrepancy. So the Warriors is set at 37.5. You'll get a point for any game they win below that mark. Why do you think they're going under 500 this year?
I don't necessarily think they're going... I mean, that wouldn't necessarily be under 500. They can get like 36. Great.
Okay, so you'll pick up a game and a half if they go exactly 500.
Or 37, 35, you know. Either way, I win.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
I think that if they go over, I'm not going to be that angry because they're having a good year, but there's a chance that Draymond stinks or keeps COVID all year, that Steph Curry gets hurt. And then if it's a wasted year like this year was, at least I have something to root for. In addition to two top 10 picks in a loaded lottery draft.
Yeah, I remember, Jesse, I think you had Warriors under last year, and it was set to like 47.5, and they won like 12 games.
Yeah.
But all your other picks were so bad that it didn't quite matter.
That's right. Also, it didn't quite matter because coronavirus shut down the league. So
yeah, exactly. You felt the kinship with the Warriors. They're like, yeah, it doesn't matter that we're bad this year. This is such a weird, fucked up year. It doesn't really, this would be the worst year to be bad. And they did. They got the number two pick. So you're not envisioning a successful season where it's like Steph, Draymond, and then they package Wiggins and Wiseman for like a third star and run the table. You think that's possible or less likely?
I mean, yes, and I think they have the pieces to be a top 10 defense, and if Steph does what he does, maybe he can carry them to like a top 15 offense, and they'd be terrifying in the playoffs. But just in case they're not, now I have something else to not be completely miserable about the season about.
So, sort of hedging against your emotions, as it were.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so Team Zeus is in on the board. The draft has begun. Warriors under 37.5. Chris, it would be fun. You have the second pick. It would be fun if you took Warriors over, but I don't want to push you in that direction. First two picks disagreeing with each other. There's something magical about that, especially because of the animosity you have with Zeus anyway.
Well, I'm going in a different direction. Sorry to burst the bubble. Let me begin by saying great to be here, Amir. Thanks for having us. Lustig, Billy, Amir, Marty, Jesse, Zeus, always good to see you.
Did not expect you to say hi to Zeus. Not going to lie.
Well, wasn't expecting it either. Very nice.
It's always nice to join you guys on the pod. So with my first overall selection here, I am going to take, Amir, the Chicago Bulls under.
Wow.
They are projected at 29.5 wins. And that, to me,
very low,
feels like the most insulting offensive line on the board. In my estimation, this team is going to be god awful. The last year, the Bulls won 22 games, I think, in an 82 game season, and Vegas is projecting them to be almost eight games better. This is a team that just added Garrett Temple and Noah Vonleh, and they are now projected to win 8 more games in a season that's now 10 games shorter. So I think that's absolutely batshit. That's not happening. I'm sorry, Chicago fans. I'm sorry, Bulls Nation. But
you don't think Denzel Valentine has a breakout year?
No, I don't think it's happening. This is a bad team, and it's also a very good Eastern Conference. It's an improved Eastern Conference. So, you know, if you're banking on Garrett Temple and Noah Vonleh and Patrick Williams, you know, getting you over the hump and into the playoffs, I'm sorry, I hate to burst your bubble here, but it's not going to happen. I'm taking the Chicago Bulls under 29.5 wins. Lock it in. Team CW is on the board with Bulls under 29.5. Great to see you guys. Wow. As always.
Very strong. I mean, I'm convinced. Unfortunately, they're taken right now by you, but yeah, that sounds like a pretty... I don't know why they think the Bulls will be technically better win percentage wise. I don't really remember what they
did.
Last year.
Seriously, how would anyone how could anyone argue that the Bulls will be 8 games better based on what transpired in the offseason?
I guess my argument would be they picked up Garrett Temple, they picked up Noah Vonleh.
Right.
The Billy Donovan.
Did they have
effect?
Injuries?
The Billy Donovan.
They have
effect.
New coach.
Billy Donovan. Yeah, maybe Chris Dunn was hogging minutes, you know? Maybe Chris Dunn was a real cancer in the locker room or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well rested. They haven't played a game in 11 months, so they're well rested.
That's true.
Sure. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's true.
Hey, I Zach don't know. Maybe is Shaquille Harrison still on that team? No? Maybe.
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
Damn.
Bottom of the barrel. All right, solid. Number two pick is in the books. I will say, Chris, you were on track, I think, to win last year before the season got derailed. So you do have, you know, something going for you, a little bit momentum heading into this season.
It was a shitty year.
I don't know
year.
If that helps or hurts. It still is. We're still
shitty,
there. Yeah.
It was a really shitty year.
Yeah. It was a really shitty year this year. Yeah. All right. Team me, actually, is the third pick. I could go for the obvious and choose the Lakers over, which I did last year, and it was trending really well for me, even though I didn't necessarily think we would do so well. For whatever reason, we meshed really well, and yeah, we won a championship. I'm wearing the shirt. Jesse's wearing the hat. It's fun. Yeah, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. But I have to go with my head here and not my heart. I don't know if the Lakers give a shit this regular season. So I was looking for a team... Which team really,
now,
really
I think he
likes
just got picked up
beating
by
up
Utah or someone else?
Terrible.
He was a free agent up until
in the regular season. Which team prides itself on quote unquote meaningless basketball games? And I'm not worried about how they perform in the playoffs, which is usually not that well. So I'm going to take the Blazers over 40.5 for my number three pick. Blazers over. This is a team that probably would have broken 55 games last year, and then they've only gotten better. Robert Covington, Dame has, you know, a bad taste in his mouth from was it a sweep against the Lakers? I don't really remember that series. CJ McCollum, very comfortable in his role. Everything works very well over there. And they really love racking up regular season victories. And this will give me something to root for when Portland keeps beating up on the Charlotte and Orlandos of the world. So give me, yes, the Blazers over. And for the first time, somebody other than Marty took the Blazers over in this draft. God, it feels good. Feels really nice to get that off the board.
Who did the order? Who did the order of the draft?
I emailed a buddy of mine, and I was like, just make this look like an accident. I don't need the first pick, but put me, yeah. Oh, sorry.
There's seven of us. There's seven of us here.
I used random.org, so it's an item randomizer.
Oh, you used it. And then you can just keep hitting the randomizer until you're like in the top three or something.
Am I being
right?
accused of rigging this election? I mean, I feel like I'm being put on the spot over here. I didn't do anything. I just clicked a button.
There are some staples to this draft. There are some rules and some staples, and you broke one of the rules, and now I don't get
anything
one of the staples,
is possible. And this is anything is probable. Actually, it's not even your pick yet. Team Adam Lustig, the 2019 champ. You're on the board. You usually take Nets overish, Kings overish. Are you leaning in that direction again?
Yeah, I'm in the pocket right there for sure. Bad team, betting on them to be better, and they won't be. So I think I'm gonna go with one of the sort of flashiest offseason teams in a certain way. I'm gonna take the Washington Wizards over. I'm going to take the Wizards. I think they're like 32.5 or something. I don't even know if I necessarily believe that they're going to have a great year, but I love Russell Westbrook. I love this, like, I was thinking about this trend in the NBA. It's just like the superstars clear, like LeBron just scared everyone out of the West. And like Westbrook and Durant and Kawhi and maybe Harden, they all just moved east. I think that, I don't know, between Thomas Bryant, who's really great, and Beal and Westbrook, and why not? Let's roll the dice. Hachimura in a, yes, to your point, Chris, an improved East, but still a very unpredictable, shaky Eastern Conference, it feels like. Why not bet on Westbrook and think that he's just going to go wild, play with his usual chip on his shoulder with a little extra vengeance, and I don't know, maybe they get to 500, maybe they get 40 wins. Wizards over.
I like that. Yeah. That was actually my other, I was leaning either them or Portland, and I thought it'd be funny if I took the Portland over, hoping to God Washington's Wizards over would come back to me, and it was taken right after. Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just say something really
quick? Does anyone know?
Yeah. No, can I just say something really quick to Adam's point? I don't know if you guys have been listening to other NBA podcasts or reading stuff online, but a lot of people have been talking about like the John Wall for Westbrook trade as this kind of like, oh, you trade one headache for the other. And I just don't see it that way. The last time I checked, John Wall hasn't played basketball in 2 years, and Russell Westbrook was an all-NBA player last year. Like, granted, they both make a ton of money, but Russell Westbrook is still very good at basketball. I mean, granted, he's not like the same player he was 5-6 years ago. He's not like, you know, in his early 20s anymore, but the guy is still pretty damn good, and I think to Adam's point, like, he's going to be a boost for the Wizards. I mean, they were without John Wall last year, who's, you know, if not their best player, their second best player, and I think Westbrook is going to do great for the Wizards. I think it's interesting how people have been kind of shitting on Westbrook like he's, you know, chopped liver or something.
Don't sleep on Bertans. My man, don't sleep on my main man, Bertans, who somehow got like $18 million despite looking like someone who doesn't necessarily get $18 million in the NBA. My man, Bertans, you slip through the cracks. You don't go to the bubble. Make that money.
The Latvian laser.
Does anyone know what the line was for the Wizards before the trade?
Yeah, I think Vegas gave them like one or two extra wins after they acquired Westbrook. So like,
oh, I thought I saw five somewhere.
Oh, really?
I thought they were all down to 27.
Okay. Wow. I thought it was something like really negligible, but it might be that.
I mean, who's going to be playing with a bigger chip on her shoulder than Russell Westbrook next year? I feel like he's just going to be so angry and taking it out on terrible, terrible teams like Detroit and Charlotte. I have a feeling Washington's going to be at least 500, probably even more. I might even make a real bet on that. Note that, me in the future.
Or at the All-Star break, they trade away Westbrook and Beal and just go for full lottery.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely possible. Yeah. Feast or famine. All right. Team Marty, you're up. Blazers are gone. Who are you eyeing
as the number five pick? The Blazers over 40.5.
Wait, who?
With a steal. I'm using my steal.
Who?
My lifeline.
Oh, you're going to steal mine.
I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets over 44.5. One of the things.
Ooh.
If they stay healthy, they're the best team in the league. And well, sorry, they're the best team in the Eastern Conference, hands down. And they'll make a run for the best team in the league.
You think so? Really?
Absolutely.
Hands down is. I mean, you might think they are. Hands down is a little crazy.
In the Eastern Conference, I mean, Kevin Durant is the best player in the league when he's healthy. So
there's another team in the Eastern Conference that has a two-time MVP that has dominated these
the New York the Knicks.
Years. No, listen, it's a very interesting team because there was a really solid base of players around two of the NBA's most talented individual players. So this team has the potential to be something akin to the Lakers with AD and LeBron, but the surrounding cast is much better at the Nets. So I don't see how they're I mean, like, they have the Lakers here at, what, 40? I don't – what is it, Amir? What's the Lakers at?
47.
Yeah. They play in the Eastern Conference. They're at 44.5. How is that fair or right? They're going to win way more games than I think that they're expecting there. So that's my pick.
All right.
Are you baking in the eventual James Harden trade into that too?
That'll be a bonus.
A bonus.
It'll be a Sabonis.
Oh.
I noticed that the Nets, the Celtics, and the Sixers were all at 44.5. I guess Vegas is just like, I don't know, who do you guys think will be better? They're roughly the same to us.
They're gonna be an exciting team to watch. People that
I want to see Kevin Durant play basketball again.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. That's been so long. There are a lot of people that haven't played in a while. Yeah. John Wall's another one. It'll be very interesting to watch him in Houston.
That's right. Unfortunately, I should say Houston not on the board. Vegas won't give us a line because they don't know if James Harden's going to be playing basketball there. So we can't draft Houston. Another thing I forgot to mention is there's seven of us. We're each drafting seven teams. So that's 49, and there's going to be nine leftover teams for you guys to have. Enjoy. Have at them. I think last year or the year before, the leftovers finished second or third. So you guys are in good hands with how incompetent we are. All right. Team Jesse, number one pick. Who you got?
I have been thinking a lot. I haven't done very well in this league. I was debating amongst a couple teams, and the fact that Marty just took who Marty took means I'm going to do this. Give me the Nets under.
Under.
I won last season, right? Like, what are you doing?
I thought a lot. Let me just say this.
I thought a lot about who won in the past, and I want to go the opposite direction.
You did a lot of soul searching
about,
I think,
this,
right?
Current NBA schedule and what it means and who it helps and who it hurts. And I thought about the things of the schedule that will hurt. I think if you have a new head coach, it's bad. You're not going to have a lot of practice time. Teams are going to play every day or travel every day. The Lakers have a stretch in their schedule where they play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. They just keep playing every other day. No practice time. New coach, bad. Injury-prone players, bad. New players playing with each other for the first time, bad. I'm just worried about the James Harden trade, but give me the Nets under. I might not have taken them first had Marty not taken the over right before me. So I think this is fun, but give me the Nets under. I feel good.
You guys can literally just bet each other on that line, 44.5. You could bet each other in real life. That'll be a fun little thing to track throughout the year.
You know that, have you guys looked into this? They have odds for all these picks, right? So like you can see which are favored and which aren't.
But it's more about who's betting them. Like the Nets have extra juice because a lot of people are betting the over because they want to bet on Durant and Kyrie.
Correct.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. Marty, any rebuttal to that three-pronged attack to your...
No, I think the most talented players in the NBA win a lot of games. So I'm pretty comfortable in my selection.
44, so the Nets need to go 45-27.
It's basically like a 50-win season in a normal season.
Yeah. All right. Team Billy, last pick, and then also the first pick in the next round. So you're going back-to-back. Who are you thinking?
consistent with my past three drafts, I've put zero research into this whatsoever. And whenever it gets to me, I just sweat. I just start sweating. I just don't know.
Well, you're wearing 13 layers.
I will say that. I will say that's true. And the heat is all the way up and I'm in my sauna. This is a nightmare. I don't know why I did this. I was going to do the same exact thing Jesse just did, for what it's worth. So kudos, Jesse.
A lot of haters out there.
I'm trying to think. No, that's completely unrelated to you. That is just straight up. I think that the Nets, for all the reasons Jesse said, it's like, here's my feelings on it. One question and then I'll go with it. Question for the group. Who picked the Suns over for the bubble? I'm just trying to remember.
That was you.
Oh,
yeah,
wasn't
that was
me?
You. Okay, yeah, they went 8-0.
How did they do?
They went 8. There was, it was set at 2.5, and they won every game.
Every single game.
Oh, did that get you money?
Yeah.
One might call
did that get you perfect. Did that pick get you money? Sorry.
Amir actually said that he'll pay my 72. He'll pay my 72 for the season for that perfect pick. It's basically the money ball in the three-point competition, and I get it on every
if
round.
By the way, if somebody goes 72-0 this year, I will give you $1,000. That's the Blumenfeld bonus.
Okay. Yeah,
if there's a perfect pick this time around.
Money ball. The second, okay.
Yeah.
So look, it's 2020. COVID is a real thing. It feels insane to me to pick an over on any team. It feels like there's so much more logic to say that chaos will reign and teams will be playing with their 17th and 18th players from their G League teams. So with that, I ask myself, who is on the thinnest ice? Who can't afford to lose one player with a high win total? So I know that there are a lot of there's a lot of Lakers fans on the chat. So let's say this should make them happy. I'm going to go Clippers under 46.5. Clippers under 46.5. Let chaos reign.
I like that. I like that, Bill.
I like that. Yep. I like it. Yeah.
So we'll go that.
I will add fuck the Clippers to that. So in addition to that, yeah.
That's kind of the subtext of every episode
Language.
Of Buckets. Right.
Yeah.
All right,
and then
so
for your second pick, are you going Clippers over?
Yeah, I think I'm going to hedge. Let's go Clippers over and Suns over. Can we do that? A 2-for-1?
Wow. You can do that. If no one's looking, you can sneakily add a team. If somebody catches you in 10 seconds, then you have to put it back.
Funny. All right. So I said that I'll go under on all these teams. Do I have to do that? Do I have to commit to what I just said? I'm looking at who else is out there. Look, the Heat were really good. I mean, the Heat were really, really good. Do they build on that? They're deep. They're in the East. Who are the Heat actually playing? You know what? Let's just say Heat over. Yeah. Let's go Heat over 43.5. Let's say they'll win 49.
It lasted a real long time, your strategy.
It is.
Yeah. Like I said.
It's funny that
go on.
The Heat just won the East, and now they're the fifth highest over-under in the East. So, like, why do they just beat everyone and then they're like, all right, Milwaukee's above them, Boston's above them, the Sixers are above them, Brooklyn Nets are above them. Why no respect for Miami? They didn't lose anybody.
Right, and they're deep. That's the one thing to answer Marty's question, and I do deserve that insult, Marty, because I went against everything I said. So, but I will – they are deep. So if they did lose a Butler, it could be Bam's team. If they lose Bam, it could be Duncan Robinson and Hero's team. I don't know. There's players out there. Let's just say that that's a good pick and keep it.
I do like the pick. I like the pick. Don't dislike these picks. For someone that's put zero thought into it, it's pretty good.
Observation.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
You sold me so hard on the under idea until you went over. I was 100% with you.
Ride it. Ride my way.
Another one of those teams.
I mean, there is a lot of uncertainty, but somebody has to win these games. Every game, I think somebody has to win. I wonder if they'll cancel.
I wonder if they will.
Would you be surprised if in this NBA season, one team didn't win every game and they just called it a tie at halftime because someone got COVID? I wouldn't be that surprised.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Like, what if a game gets canceled? That's a very real possibility. Like, they just forego a game and just move to the next one.
Yeah,
that's correct.
In that case, have we decided what's happening there? But it's not worth it. Let's not have this talk right now.
We're going over wins, win totals. You want a team. The best ability is COVID availability. All right, Jesse, Nets under. You often like to hedge against the fun America teams. Like, didn't you take the Pelicans under when they had Zion?
No. I took the Pelicans over, but I've often taken the 76ers under and the Thunder under, all the teams that people seem
excited about.
I have a hard time, I have a hard time, like Billy, finding teams to get excited to go over. It's much easier for my brain to say, oh, that team will be bad. But I think I found a good one. I'm going to go with an over. I'm going to go with the Nuggets over for the opposite of the Nets reasons. I think they have good continuity. I think they have young, a little more durable players, and they'll withstand the schedule craziness of back-to-backs in many games. They also benefit, teams are going to come in and play them on back-to-backs, and the Denver is a tough place to play. And I think 43, that's like a 48 win season. I think they won that many games last year. So give me the Nuggets over.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Adam, did you watch the Nuggets in the bubble? Jokic mania and him against the Clippers, him against the Lakers?
Yeah, I did. I did watch those games.
They're exciting, right?
Super exciting. I love that team.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Amir, why did you point this to Adam?
I feel like he hasn't had a pick in a while. I'm like, oh, I feel like he would like Jokic a lot. It's like that's his kind of player.
You're right.
Like a wacky water polo player who's accidentally on a basketball court and dominating.
My water polo fantasy draft is right after this, so I actually have to go pretty soon.
He's also drafting Jokic.
Yeah. I feel like the Nuggets replaced the Pelicans as like America's favorite team. Like when they beat the Clippers and almost beat the Lakers, everybody was rooting for Denver. Yeah. All right. Nuggets over. Back to Marty. Marty, again, I don't mean to set you up, but I would love it if you took Nuggets under, just so you and Jesse could be in stark contrast to each other.
You know what? They're...
Yes.
He's thinking about it.
Give it to us, Marty.
I feel like there's a few teams that I throw shade at every year. It's like the Nuggets and Utah I always think are like way overvalued, but I can't do it. I think there's just too much value still on the board. But like there's teams here that have 20 plus wins who are literally incentivized to lose every single game. And Oklahoma City is one of them. Like they have every single pick from every single team for the next 15 years. And if they have a winning season, they're just screwing themselves over. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the Oklahoma City under is a lock this year, even at 23.5. Like they just have no
under.
And I'm sure that they are going to try and keep their win total as low as possible. So Oklahoma City under 23.5.
They definitely are actively getting rid of any player they have and accepting draft picks for them. So if they have a player that anybody wants for any round draft pick, they're like, all right, you can have him. It's like a garage sale team, basically.
They can only start three players. They only have three players on their roster. It's just
two of them are Dort.
Two folding chairs, two Dorts, and SGA.
SGA is great. Don't get me wrong. We all love SGA.
Oh, he'll get you 24 wins.
Yeah, last year everyone thought they would suck, and they did really, really well. But a lot of that is just Chris Paul being there will not let a team be bad. Speaking of which, Chris Paul's team is still on the board. Let's see if Adam is interested at the fifth pick or the fourth pick of the second round.
Okay, so lifelong Knicks fan here, never once believed in them.
Yes.
So I am proud to make this pick with some fairly dispassionately and with sort of clear, I hope, clinical roster sort of viewing eyes. And I'm going to take the Knicks over.
Mm.
And I love Tom Thibodeau. I'm a big Tom Thibodeau fan. Half of our team went to Kentucky. Literally half of our team went to Kentucky. And Kentucky is consistently really good.
Right.
So I'm hoping that any of that kind of bleeds over. I like those weird rookies. Let's go.
Now, we don't have the AD. We don't have the AD Kentucky guys, like the A1 Devin Booker Kentucky guys. We have Quickly. We got a guy Quickly.
Yeah. Quickly, Julius Randle. Apparently, there's a man named Skal Labissiere who went to Kentucky.
Skal Labissiere. Skal Labissiere.
Thank you.
He's
a Blazer great.
Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
Gilchrist, yeah.
Michael Kidd Gilchrist. Right, sure. Ring a bell?
I don't. Chris Wendelken, are you just for my own edification, are you feeling high on the Knicks this year or no?
Yes. I feel great about the Knicks.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I am stoked. I could not be more optimistic about this team.
Well, you could have drafted them first. You took the Bulls
relax.
Yeah. I think that's what you took first pick.
I'm watching Obi Toppin highlights every day. Yeah. I think RJ Barrett is going to look like a real deal player this year. I think I'm optimistic. I'm bullish on Kevin Knox.
Me too.
Who are they beating? Who are the Knicks beating? Are they favored against any team?
The future
they're beating their practice.
Bright.
They're beating their practice league team. They're back. They're beating.
who is the Knicks like big three? Who are their three best players?
Ooh, come on.
Obi, RJ, and then
Alfred.
Kevin Knox.
Alfred.
Nicotina. What's his name?
Nicolina. Frankie Smokes. Frankie Nicotine.
All right. Enough Knicks talk. I'm borderline tempted to take them under, but I think they might be there for me in four picks. So I'm going to take a pick that I made, I think, in the playoffs or maybe last year. Their team's not that good, but for whatever reason, they always win games. So give me the San Antonio Spurs over 29.5. My God, that is low.
That is so.
They go 30-42 and they take the over.
Amir, you hate the Spurs. You shit on the Spurs. That's like a consistent.
Yeah, I don't like watching them. I will say they're between the jerseys. Between the jerseys that they jerseys that they have and DeJounte Murray, they're finally starting to become semblance of cool and exciting and young and athletic and fun to watch. And I just don't think Popovich is capable. Again, pure gambling. I have to go with my brain and not my heart. So I'm taking two Laker rivals over. Blazers over 40.5, Spurs over 29.5. That's so low.
Hmm.
All right. On to Chris W.
Oh, baby. All right. Well, very importantly, I forgot to say this at the top, so let me get it out there now. I want to wish a very happy Hanukkah to all my listeners at home who are celebrating the Festival of Lights. I know some of us on the podcast are celebrating, so happy Hanukkah to all those who observe and celebrate.
Happy Hanukkah to you too, Chris.
Omri Caspi.
Thank you.
Omri Caspi.
Denny?
That's enough.
Yeah,
that's
who just enough. Got drafted? Okay. What is really
that's enough.
Denny.
That's enough.
Denny.
That's enough.
Yeah.
So with my second overall selection, I am psyched to be drafting Orlando. The Orlando Magic under. We're going under 31.
Wow, what a switch
minutes.
At the end there.
So excited about
and
it. And under.
I am thrilled about this selection, baby. I just think, you know, with Durant and the Nets in the East, we got the Heat improving. The Wizards are better with Westbrook arriving in D.C. The Hawks are better. The Sixers are looking more fluid and real. The Eastern Conference is just going to be much better. And I just think there's less and less of a margin for error for what we like considered borderline playoff teams. And that's effectively like what Orlando has been for the last like 3 to 5 to 10 years, it feels like. They're always that team that's like a sixth seed or a seventh seed or an eighth seed. And I think this is the year where the Detroit Pistons of the world or the Orlando Magic of the world just are not going to hack it, because teams like the Hawks are actually going to be much more competitive, and teams like the Wizards are going to be much more competitive trying to get that seventh or eighth seed. And you know, the Magic really haven't improved, and they really haven't done much in the offseason. They added, obviously, Cole Anthony in the draft. I think they signed Dwayne Bacon. I think that's their other big move. But other than that, they lost Jonathan Isaac to a torn ACL. So I just expect the Magic to take a step back. And I'm going under. I'm going under 31.5 wins, and I'm feeling great about it.
That's good. The
happy
only
Hanukkah
bad thing about your pick, happy Hanukkah, first of all. The only bad thing about your Bulls and Magic pick Yeah, happy Hanukkah.
I want to wish everyone a happy
Hanukkah. We got that. You have to watch Chicago and Orlando games. You have to keep track of these two terribly boring teams. But I guess you're rooting for them to lose, so there's some joy in that because they probably won't win 30 games. Orlando's over-under is bigger than San Antonio's. That's weird, right?
Look, I'm a Knicks fan, and I have spent the majority of my lifetime like at the bottom of the pile here, you know, in the lottery. I know what a lottery team looks like when I see one. The Chicago Bulls and the Orlando Magic need to be losing games and heading to the lottery, and I think that they will be this year. I don't think they're going to be very good.
All right, Zeus, it's been half an hour, but we're fucking back. Warriors under 37.5 feels like a distant memory. Let's get your two picks really quick and get right back to Wendelken's third pick.
Happy Hanukkah, buddy.
No, it's okay. Happy Hanukkah, of course. Take your time. All right, who you got?
I'm going with the Memphis Grizzlies over. They won 34 last year. It's at 30.5, and Jaren Jackson got hurt in the bubble. Tyus Jones wasn't playing. Justice Winslow got hurt. They were a pretty good team last year. You'd assume Ja Morant's going to be getting better.
They started off hot, and then they started, like, tailing off a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they're young.
They just started playing tougher.
The best two
teams.
Players were a rookie and a second-year player. But, I mean, Ja Morant's going to win him 10 games myself. Jaren Jackson's really good.
I'm not a Jaren Jackson believer. I'm on record as saying I'm not a Jaren Jackson believer.
He's a better Bam Adebayo. What do you want?
What the hell are you talking about with my 43
I love that. I love that.
Me and Amir saw Jaren Jackson play, and I don't know. I just didn't have I didn't see like there was a specific role. Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to be talking right now, but I just don't know. I'm wondering if anyone else on this feed agrees with me that Jaren Jackson, they're confused by his game. No one?
Shoots weird. He's got like a weird hitch in his shot, but he makes a lot of threes.
Does he?
Yeah, his form is odd. His form is odd.
Okay. I take it back. I think he's going to have a really solid season.
That'll be a fun thing to track. Yeah.
That was one of the best games from the bubble. That first game, like the Blazers played the Grizzly in that first game. It was like a must win for both teams. Well, for the Blazers, it was a must win because we were fighting to get in the playoffs. But Jaren Jackson had like an insane game. I mean, it was only because Dame was averaging 8,000 points a game that we won. But he hit like every three shot.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's going to have a monster year. I think that's a really good pick by Zeus. That's like, I would have taken him.
Oh, sorry. I meant he's bad. Yeah,
no, that's
sorry,
what I'm saying. He's not that.
No,
he's
agreeing
like,
with you.
Overrated. I know.
Makes threes. Now, so now what are threes worth?
The dangerous part of this so is quickly that the coach said that he might still be a little hurt and they're not going to rush him back early this year because health is the most important thing. So that's going to probably bite me.
Injury prone, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I forget who we're talking about, but he's either amazing or terrible at basketball.
I agree.
Weird Zeus, shot.
Second
first pick again
is going to be a pick that was great for whoever had him last year, and I think it'll be just as good for me this year. Milwaukee over. Go Bucks.
Oh.
Just hoping that
so
Giannis
Milwaukee
doesn't
has
get COVID.
Silence.
Milwaukee has the biggest number. They're expected to win 50.5. They're going to go 50-22. Says Vegas, and you say, why isn't 60-12 possible, baby?
Why isn't it possible? They're better, right, than last year. And last year, how many wins did they have in 74 games? They had more than 50.5.
Yeah, what did they have? Were they like 53-19 or something?
Well, it's Bucks record.
56.
And 16-17?
Yeah, including the bubble.
There you go.
And right, who thinks they're worse this year? Who thinks Holiday makes them worse?
No, I think they're better. I think the fear is that the rest of the East got a little bit better underneath them. So they're going to be not necessarily destroying teams like Brooklyn or Atlanta or, I don't know, Philly, Boston.
Well, I think this is a good pick. This is like the Bucks shit the bed in the bubble and people are afraid that they're just bad now. But they're a good team.
Why
they
did they?
Didn't have a good bubble. There was like a lot.
Why
of,
did they shit the bed in the bubble?
A lot of distractions. They got, I think they were just the most.
Distractions?
Well, no, they were the team that didn't walk onto the court due to what was happening in the world. And so I think they just like, just look, there were a lot of distractions down there in the sense that like there was, it was just a totally different world. You didn't have your family, or your friends there. And so you were a little maybe hesitant to play. Mm. And I think that they were the team that was feeling that the most. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
Who'd they lose to? Who did they lose to in the playoffs, the bubble playoffs?
The Heat.
Miami.
The Heat. Yeah,
did anyone pick the Heat? Did anyone pick the Heat over?
Yeah, you have the Heat over. Yeah, wow.
That's awesome.
Wow. Is this a playoff league? Is this a bubble league or is this a regular league?
It's a bubble league. Oh, yeah. I should say these are all based on how they did in the bubble. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't really specify that. Okay. Wendelkin, I assume you want to take like the Cavs over some other shitty team that nobody
Relax.
Really wants to watch.
Who's Relax.
Hornets?
Relax.
Hornets under 27.5.
It's much more.
All your games will be over by 4:15. Yeah. All
it's
right. Who you got?
Much more interesting than that. But first, I realized that I said Happy Hanukkah before. And I think I wanted to say also.
That's fine.
Happy holidays to everyone who's celebrating
yes,
any and all holidays.
Of course. Yes, that goes without saying.
Season's greetings to all my
nice.
Listeners at
Got
home.
It. Got it.
I hope this finds you well, and happy holidays. Okay, with that.
Happy Hanukkah, buddy.
With that, thank you. With that, the third pick is in for Team CW. It's in. We'll send it over to the commissioner. And with the third pick in the draft, Team CW is selecting the Detroit Pistons.
Gross.
So yes. I was right about
We're
a shitty
going
team.
Under. We're going yeah. under 23
and a right,
half.
Of course. You're choosing the worst teams in the East
what?
To underperform. Yeah,
is
I don't
that
know.
Fantastic?
Who the fuck is on the Pistons? Let's
Let
find out.
Let me tell you, Jeremy Grant, Mason Plumlee, Jahlil Okafor, Wayne Ellington, Josh Jackson, and DeLon Wright.
Wayne How Ellington, you, seriously?
Where's Blake Griffin?
I love Wayne Ellington.
He's there.
I just
how
didn't know he was still in the league.
How can you not get behind that group? I am psyched for these Pistons. This is a squad that let Christian Wood and Luke Kennard walk in free agency. They traded them both away, sign and trade for Christian Wood to Houston, and they sent Luke Kennard where? To the Clippers, right? And so they bring in Jahlil Okafor, they sign Jeremy Grant, they sign Mason Plumlee. Very confusing, very exciting what's happening over there in Detroit. I have no idea what they're doing. I think this is about them trying to tank. I think this is about them trying to rebuild. They need to move off that Blake Griffin contract somehow. And I think once they do that, it is, we are just in full-fledged tank mode. But until they move off Blake, I think it's going to be very awkward watching them play basketball.
So, Wendelkin, you're going to buy League Pass this year, if I'm getting this correctly. You're going to buy League Pass this year. And then each night you're going to say, all right, time to watch the Bulls, Magic, and Pistons games.
Let's see
and watch
guys
them lose. That's your going to be your NBA experience.
My boys,
it's like
think
it's
it up.
The games that are in the games that are in standard definition on League Pass. It's like Pistons
audio
versus Bulls
only.
At 3:45 p.m.
It's the game in
Who
the
was
game
that?
In the game. That's right. That's right.
What? I don't get this. A team trying to tank who signs Jeremy Grant, who's like one of the best available free agents this offseason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you tell me the lineup that they're rolling out there. So do you imagine Jeremy Grant playing the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5? I mean, it's a team of Blake Griffin, Mason Plumlee, Jahlil Okafor. Who else do they have playing?
Eric Rose? Is he out there?
Derrick Rose might be on the team.
This is a pretty good team, honestly, now that you're naming all the players.
All right, Pistons over is available for Marty. He's loving
it. Yeah, take it, Marty. Please, take the over, by all means.
Oh, wow. I see Marty front row, courtside at Little Caesars Arena for the Pistons-Cavs game. $5 all you can eat.
I haven't flown all this year, but to see a Detroit game, why not?
To see fucking Mace God Plum Lord in action, first time since he was on Portland.
Yeah,
a lot of good options is still available for me. I have to figure out which one do I want to root for, which one will probably be there for me on the way back. How about, why not give me the most exciting team / player in basketball, the Dallas Mavericks over 42.5. They're very good. Luka, I don't know if you guys saw, is MVP favorite this year, +300. Wow. If you bet on Luka, he's 3-1 to win the most valuable player in the NBA. If that happens,
he has the highest odds.
Yeah, highest odds.
Where's Kristaps in the over under games played?
Chris Dapps is in knee surgery right now, but I have a text out to him, and he'll get back to me as soon as possible. It seemingly doesn't matter. Luka is so good at basketball, and it's very frustrating and interesting to watch. He's not like the most athletic person. He doesn't look so like overpowering like Zion or LeBron, but for whatever reason, he's unstoppable. He's making everything. He's setting up his team. He's kind of like a slower motion LeBron James out there. So,
and don't sleep on Maxi Kleber.
Yeah,
my man Maxi Kleber is here to play.
They have a smart team. Yeah, smart team filled with the right pieces. Cuban and Haralabob over there, they know what they're doing. They always pick up that right guy. They got Josh Richardson this offseason. Yeah, they always seem to win a lot of games, and I think they're trending in the right direction.
Question for Billy.
I'm here for you, Marty.
Question for Billy. Who wins an arm wrestling match, you or Max Kleber?
Me.
Whoa.
Me. That's cool. We've done it before. We did it a couple weeks ago, actually. We both decided Summer League, to break quarantine just to kind of finally get that answer out.
Risky, but worth it.
Yeah. We both got the disease. We both got COVID from
two of the
it.
Largest
it really wasn't
arms
worth
in
it,
the league.
Ultimately.
Yeah, Kleber's pretty jacked, actually. So I don't know if you can take down Kleber, but I like your chances for sure, especially against a player like J.J. Barea or something like that.
Yeah. You think did you hear that J.J. Barea news, by the way? That tender J.J. Barea news?
Yeah, he just retired. Yeah,
Cuban gave him a $2.5 million, knowing that he was going to cut him as a thanks for playing on the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, that's pretty adorable.
Mark Cuban rules.
Does somebody sign him? Mm-hmm. Does somebody sign him? I mean, does somebody sign him? That's a question. Mm.
No, I don't think he can play.
He wants to still play.
Oh, really? That's nice. Yeah. So what Mark Cuban did actually violates the collective bargaining agreement, and Cuban was just arrested for that. I guess you can't give gifts
rights
to players. Yeah, so they've been penalized 5 draft picks, and they can't play Porzingis for half the season. But yeah, it was a really adorable gesture for sure. For sure.
So Cuban comes into the league. Sorry, Amir. Cuban comes into the league and he puts PlayStation 1s in all of his players' lockers. And it was like the coolest thing. Cuban, like 15 years later, is like, here's $2.5 million just because I'm a nice guy. I mean, with inflation, Cuban is the man.
Absolutely. And I'll throw in a PlayStation 3.
Yeah. Wow. Upgrade.
He gave all right, Adam. PS3.
You're building.
Five, by the way.
You're building an anti-Wendelken team. He's taking shitty Eastern Conference teams under. You're taking Wizards and Knicks over. Do you continue the trend? What are you thinking?
I was thinking about it, but I think I'm going to go in a slightly different direction and make a sort of an irrational spite pick here, and I'm going to take the Indiana Pacers under. I really couldn't tell you why. I've never been too crazy about Oladipo. Miles Turner, I get, is really solid. TJ, I don't know. I'm looking at the roster now. I'm just not super inspired. I just feel like they're due in this sort of great Eastern Conference reshuffle. I don't know. My gut is telling me that the Pacers are going to end up as one of the losers of that. So based on very little other than instinct, I'm going to say Indiana under.
Yeah, they're definitely a team that is one injury away from potentially tanking. And their over under is 39.5. That's pretty high. They think they're gonna go 39 and what, 33?
I just don't see it.
That's pretty good.
Sabonis is a stud. Sabonis is an absolute stud. I will say
he's really good. Yep. Yeah.
And then they also have Miles Turner.
Father.
That's right.
Miles Turner and Doug McDermott is still in the NBA.
Yeah, Dougie McDermott.
Yeah. Not to mention Maxi Kleber.
whom you arm wrestled
also in the NBA. All right, sweet. Pacers under 39 and a half. Martin, back to you. Who's still left out there for you?
I think this Chris Paul thing is really intriguing to me. It's true that he just goes everywhere and he just makes winning squads out of wherever he goes, and they just won 8 games in the bubble. They won like 8 very competitive games. It wasn't just like a cakewalk. Devin Booker is he still 20 years old, maybe 19? I don't know. This guy like doesn't age.
Yeah, he's going backwards.
He gets better every
year,
though.
He's 16. Yeah.
It's great. I mean, he's so good, and he's only getting better and more confident. I think Chris Paul is definitely someone who can finally free him up a little bit. I don't think he's ever played with anybody who's like such a threat that he could make his own space, and I think Chris Paul does that. So I'm interested to see what happens. Suns over 38.5.
I like it. Vegas did give them a lot of love, but maybe not enough love. I guess it's just hard because they're in the same division as the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Warriors. And if all those teams are good, they have to play those teams a lot.
Yeah, but this is the thing we talked about, right? And this is why no one's taken any of the overs for these teams. Is just like it's these teams don't necessarily need to incentivize winning during the regular season, and they'll probably reserve themselves for the playoffs. So I think the Suns have. I think they're there. I think they're in the mix this year. It's weird. It's odd, but I think so.
The Suns are this year's. The Suns are this year's. They only have one ball team. Can they work? Can they work together?
Well, who else do they have shooting wise?
Yeah.
Well, I just think Booker and Paul both seem like they are going to have the ball a lot. And who's going to win out in that? Both seem ball dominant.
Ayton too. Chris Dud.
Chris Ayton, Paul played. Ayton no. Chris Paul played with James Harden. He's used to it.
Yeah.
Jesse, back to you. You have the Nets under and the Nuggets over. Do you take another team?
Before Chris takes them all, I need some bad Eastern Conference teams. Give me the Hornets under. I don't trust LaMelo Ball. I don't trust Mitch Kupchak. I had to Google who their coach was, and I still don't know the answer.
Should probably work on your Googling skills.
The first time Google failed you.
Yeah. Well, it just showed me a picture, and I was like, nope, don't know who that was. I thought it might be Steve Clifford, and then, no, it wasn't, so I gave up. Give me
Is
the
it a James Borrega? Is it a yeah, James Borrega yeah. sighting?
It's like a youngish guy with a beard. Good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is that? What's his background?
I think he was an assistant moving on up, Nick Nurse style. Is there a weirder 1-2 punch in the NBA, and maybe the world, than LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward? Like, who are these two humans to be hanging out together? Irish boxer and a fucking Gen Z gamer playing basketball against, I don't know, the Atlanta Hawks? How's that going to work out?
Wait, which one is which? Play. Because Hayward's like a pretty famous gamer.
Oh, that's right. You know that, maybe, right? Maybe they can combine.
It's a match
forces.
Made in heaven.
They're just best friends. LaMelo prefers Gordon to Lonzo. Yeah. You're my real brother now. Big Hayward brand. I'm definitely more excited to watch LaMelo play than any other rookie. Like, I'm just so curious. He could be so bad or pretty amazing.
I'll say bad.
All right. There you have it.
Yeah, you've been you guys drank from that well once. That worked out well for you.
If he's just as good as Lonzo, is that considered?
I'll just never get over education reform on the jersey, on Gordon Hayward's jersey. I'll just never get over it. That was the most racist thing he did. Like, and everyone says he's like very pro cop and like Blue Lives Matter, but like you can't go education reform in the year of Black Lives Matter in the bubble, dog. Even if you don't believe it, you can't go education reform, Hayward. Like, come on.
What did LeBron go? What did LeBron go?
His jersey just said "fuck Hayward."
Hayward. And everyone loved it.
Yeah. Bubble MVP.
The URL forwards to morethanavote.org. So good on him. Oh, actually, Billy, you got back-to-back picks. Maybe this will be the last round that we'll do Billy and then all the way back, and then we'll do the rest of our picks offline so that this episode stays under 4.5 hours, and then I'll post how we all end up. But Billy, your third and fourth team.
Okay.
The Clippers under the Heat over so far.
Knowing that this is going to be my last opportunity for camera time, I'm going to milk it. I'm going to get every joke out that I can.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy
Hanukkah. Christmas.
Greetings.
Happy Hanukkah to Omri Caspi. all other holidays.
I think the fuck Hayward joke was the joke of the episode so far. So like you should almost like just rattle these two out and get out. Like sort of.
Yep, but every comedian knows once you feel good about yourself, you want another 10 minutes of feeling good about yourself. So allow me to go long. No one really made the joke 8-0. 8-0.
I did. I did say it. It was lost. Yeah, it was lost in that. Yeah.
All right.
I
think well, that is not
we go
my
back,
joke.
I'll find it again.
That is my joke.
Somebody said 8-2, and then I said DeAndre 8-0. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. So Billy said 8-0, which was kind of cool and clever and a very funny, witty thing. So
and
let's
I said,
remember
fuck
Billy
Hayward.
For that joke.
Let's do a joke draft next. I'll take fuck Hayward with my first pick. You can have 8-0.
All right, I'll take 8-0 with the two. Okay, cool. I don't understand necessarily the appeal of the Pels. I just don't know who the winning player is on the Pelicans team. I get Zion, yada, yada. He played 4 games last year. He was learning how to walk for the first half of the season, which was an odd thing to hear. So I'll take the Pels under 35.5. I think they're an under 500 team, personally. Steven Adams, I don't know if he's a plus player. I think surrounded by a lot of extreme talent, he can fill the gaps, but I don't know. So we will take them with my third pick. And then my fourth pick, should I do it? Should I do it?
Do it.
Does Bucks that mean Knicks under. Under? Is that what you're looking
Bucks
at?
Under.
Love that. Hell yeah.
Oh, under, oh my man. God. Yo, Adam from the top Listen, rope.
I probably wouldn't have even done this if Zeus didn't compliment me earlier saying that he liked my theory of the thin ice syndrome, where it's like one player goes down because of COVID, not even injury, then the shit just falls apart. So I'm just playing the odds. I'm playing the odds that it feels like one in 20 Americans gets this goddamn disease. So I'm going to say it's going to hit good teams too, and hopefully it doesn't, but let's take the Bucks under. Let's say that they have a couple of rough weeks and they end up winning 43. They go 43-29. Let's take that. So Bucks under 50.5.
Does it change your calculus that Giannis is not American?
I'm really just thinking about what joke I can say right now, and I got nothing. So I say we just move on. I say we just move on to Jesse. Great being here, though.
Yeah.
Season's greetings. Right,
good work. Season's happy, greetings for sure.
And above all, happy Hanukkah to Chris.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's earned
it. One of the only Christians on the group chat. Happy Hanukkah to Chris. Yeah.
Chris. Yeah, Christopher. You rarely say happy Hanukkah to Chris, but here we go. All right. Jesse, your last pick of this recorded version of our draft. We'll each get three more picks after I stop recording.
I know why they put this number where they did, but I don't like it. So I'm going to take the Hawks under 36.5. I think they got lots of new players and everybody's excited. Oh, they'll be much better. But 36.5, that's 500. And they won 20 games last. You know, they had like a 200 or a 300 winning percentage. So that's just seems to be too big of an improvement. And my continuity theory still holds true here, trying to work in new pieces in a season where there's going to be no practice time. I don't like it. Under. But I understand it, but I don't like it.
That's your anti-public team of the draft, the one that everyone's kind of excited about. They added Gallo, Bogdanovich, Rondo, and I think one other guy I'm forgetting now. Anybody have it?
Who Gallinari.
Else other than those three? Oh, yeah. I think I said that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, not Gallo. Anyway. Right. Sorry.
Clint Capella.
Capella. Yeah,
last year.
A lot of new work in. It's like a fantasy basketball team. It looks good on paper, but I don't know. I don't like it. It smells fishy to me.
All right. Marty, who you got for
I got the Hawks
pick?
Over 36.5.
Whoa.
My man.
A spite pick. A spite pick. Yes.
Not even a spite pick. It's who I wanted. I can't believe you just left that on the board for me and took the opposite. You just gave me all the reason, like just regurgitated it to me what I was going to say about like why I think this team is going over. I mean, it's an exciting team. It was a really, really young core, and they just brought in even more like veteran pieces that are going to help mold the young core. I like where this team is going. I really do, and I love the city of Atlanta. I want to see them do well, so I'm all in on the Hawks.
That's nice.
Me and Marty, I love it. I like having a direct foil.
You guys have two contrasting teams, the Nets and the Hawks.
It's fun for Marty, too, because he gets to root for Huerter.
Oh, Huerter. I forgot about Huerter. They have Huerter and also Bogdanovich. It's like two of the same human, just born in different countries.
Huerter should be Bogdanovich for Halloween.
Well, I also like that Bogdanovich is like my NBA comp. So like I like to just roll with that. And any team that he's
on. I thought you were Jake Layman.
Is he in the league still?
No, that's why I thought you were him.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks, man. All right. Adam Lustig, your fourth team.
okay, for my final on camera pick.
Get a good joke in, buddy. This is your shot.
Oh, wow. And God. Look good. You have to look good. You're on camera.
I just want to say, it's been great seeing you on camera.
Thank you, Chris. Great seeing you on camera as well. I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors over. Not really sure what Zeus was talking about exactly.
What?
Aren't they still so sick? I don't really get how they're not. I get Klay Thompson's out, but I think maybe I'm wrong, but isn't James Wiseman an absolute beast? Wasn't that dude just a monster in college and just like
in the three games he played? Yeah.
He was like too good, but he was like too good to play, right? He was like too good to be in college.
No, he accepted money. Yeah. He accepted money.
For being so good?
Yes.
Yeah, he was so good. They're like, we have to
only give
cash.
Money to the best of the best.
He's so good. We have to pay him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I like Wanamaker and Oubre. I just like some of their weird pickups and even Bazemore. I don't know. Why not? Like, I could root for Draymond. I could root for the Warriors. Is Steph healthy and going to play normal and he's fine and good? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, Warriors over.
Nice ad.
Warriors over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're betting on Steph Curry. I think this is my not so long shot prediction of the season. Steph Curry's career high is 54, which seems very, very low for me for what he's capable of. I'm saying right now, Steph Curry has a 65 point basketball game this year. Zeus, right, what do you think? 65 points for Steph Curry. Does he have it in him?
I mean, no one else is going to do anything on that team offensively. Right? He's going to have to do it all. His usage rate's going to be the most it's ever been. Sure. Yeah.
Let's get.
I'll bet
65.
You it's against the Kings if it happens
in Sacramento. All right, sweet. Oh shit, it's my team. All right, I do this every time, and it always works out for me. So I should just keep choosing the Knicks under. They're not going to win basketball games, right? It's 22.5. They have probably the worst roster in the NBA, and no incentive to win. Awesome. Yeah. And it's fun at the end of the year when you have the bad team and they're actively trying to lose. I've had it the other way, and it's really sad. You're like, just win. Like, I had the Wizards, and I think their over-under was 0.5, and they were 0-7. Like, they won their last game. I was like, oh, thank God they won a fucking game. That's like rooting for the Knicks or the Cavs this year. It's like, this team is just throwing super unproven, very young rookies and not necessarily caring if they win or lose. So it's good to have a team like that in March and April as they just rack up the losses. I don't know where 22.5 wins comes from against 29 other competent organizations, but I'm excited to find out. Yeah, Knicks under.
You know what might be annoying, though, about that, Amir, is that Thibodeau is going to just like want to win games, like annoying, dumb games that don't even help the franchise. Like, would we be better off losing? He's going to keep our starters in for 48 minutes. So that might be the one thing that bites you in the ass.
Yeah, that's right. Unless one of them gets hurt for playing 48 minutes in a meaningless basketball game. But like, there's not really a start. There's not like, ooh, if Randall goes down, the Knicks are screwed. They're just like generally not as good as other teams. It seems to me like they don't have one player. They seem to have like 12 C-minus players.
That's fair. So, that's valid.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that to hurt my feelings so much, but my feelings are hurt.
I thought you were going to take the Knicks under. You hate the Knicks. Not you don't hate the Knicks, but you're just down on the Knicks. You're more pessimistic than I am about the Knicks, seemingly.
That's a true fan.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Wendelkin, tell me it's the Cavs under. So far you have the Bulls under, the Magic under, the Pistons under. There are other teams in the NBA other than shitty Eastern Conference teams. Who's your fourth pick?
Yeah, go West. Go Kings under.
Right. Well, before we get into the pick,
he's not listening to you at all.
Oh, no.
It's my turn. So before we get into the pick, I just want to wrap up saying thanks for having us, Amir. This has been a lot of fun. I want to wish everyone again a happy holiday. And if you are thinking of traveling this holiday season, please, please, please be safe. Wear that mask. Wash those hands. And be responsible, and just enjoy the holiday.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that, Chris.
Yep. With my last and final pick, what I'd like to do here, Amir, is, you guessed it, we're going with the Cleveland Cavs, and we are going under 21.5.
Yeah.
No, I am wild. You guys can't imagine. These were my four big board picks. I had the Pistons. I had the Cavs under. I was very excited to get the who else? The Magic and the Bulls. So this really worked out perfectly for me. But very excited about this Cavs team. They bring in, obviously, JaVale McGee. We know about Damian Dotson. We know about Isaac Okoro. They lost Tristan Thompson, of course. They lost Jordan Bell. And they're bringing back Matthew Dellavedova for one last year. So I'm excited about this team. Last year, I think I looked at their regular season. They were, I think they were at like 20 wins. And they're projected at 21.5. I don't see how they're better. So I think the Cavs are going to look to move off Kevin Love here. I think they're going to go into full rebuild mode. And I think they're going to be bad. And, you know, I think like Billy was saying, a lot of these teams are on very thin ice, and it's, you know, you're one COVID diagnosis away from all of a sudden calling up your G Leaguers. And in the case of the Cavs, you know, those guys are all pretty bad as is. So I'm excited about this Cavs team. I'm curious to see what they can do for me here.
For clarity, you're excited about how bad they're going.
Yeah.
I'm excited about their development and growth.
Yeah, I'm excited about their development and growth. It's not all about W's and L's, you assholes. Sometimes it's just
CW loves Sexton. Yeah, CW loves Sexton and he loves Garland. Yes. He won't bring them up. Yeah. But he loves them.
Yes, sure. Put them out there. Yeah, get Seti Osman out there. Matthew Dellavedova get some run. Larry Nance.
That's the second Dellavedova name drop in the last 2 minutes. That has never happened before in audio history.
Let's get Dante Exum some run. What about Thon Maker? I mean, these are guys that deserve to play. So
Brad Dorey. Yeah. Sure, let's bring them all back.
That's a real poo-poo platter. That's true. Chris, what's the name of your basketball podcast? Let's give your shout-outs now.
Thank you. I have a basketball podcast called Swish FM that I do every week with my friend Ben Craw. And we kind of do a mix of drafts and deep dives and talk about the current state of the NBA. So Swish FM, you can find us in iTunes and Spotify and every place you would get a podcast.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Swish FM. All right, sweet.
Thank you. Do you want to ask Adam what his podcast is called?
Yeah, let's get to Zeus and then we'll swing back around for promo. But for sure, I want to get back to Adam. Yeah. That's his podcast. And then I want to go back and get Adam's views on the Denver Nuggets once and for all. We deserve that. We deserve that Nuggets viewpoint. All right, Zeus, last pick of the fourth round and this episode. Who you got? Take us home.
Maybe this can be a talking point on Swish FM podcast. I'm taking the Cleveland over 21.5. Cleveland over 21.5.
Wow.
Did those names, that the Thon Makers, the Dellavedova.
Really low.
Super low.
And, fun fact, I have a Jetty Osman t-shirt.
Why?
That's right. Turkish sensation.
Turkish. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Got your fellow countryman.
Gifted to me. Never worn it, but I have it. I don't know. 21.5 is so low. Even if it misses, how much is it going to miss by? Like, are they going to win 12 games? Nah, they've got to win at least like 20. Sure.
Let's dare to dream, Zeus. We can dare to dream.
And let's say they trade for James Harden. You know, who knows?
Does Thon Maker and JaVale McGee get it done?
They do have Drummond. They do have Drummond.
And Kevin Durant doesn't a random even all-star. Know why they have Drummond.
Yeah,
he forgot he was on that team. Is Drummond really better than any Knick currently? Is Drummond better than? Would he be the best player on the Knicks right now?
Without a doubt, yes.
My feelings are hurt.
So would Kevin Love, right? So would Kevin Love. So would great USC Trojan Kevin Porter Jr.
So would Sexton and Garland and Shetty Osman.
I take issue with Kevin Porter. That is not true, Zeus.
You didn't
take
say
that back.
Chris
you
went down said, to his
you
lowest
take
option.
That back.
I take issue with that.
I take it back. Happy holidays, Chris.
That is an insult, Zeus. That is below the belt, and you are above that.
He barely said anything. All he said was not to mention Kevin Porter Jr.
You are better than that.
Zeus, all right. Anything to plug? Anything you want people to see, view, listen to?
Yeah, Adam's podcast.
No Joke Podcast.
That'd be great.
Shout out to the No Joke Podcast. All right. Zeus has the Warriors. Warriors under, Grizz over, Bucks over, Cavs over, and he wants you to listen to the No Joke podcast. Wendelkin has Bulls under, Magic under, Pistons under, Cavs under. Excited to see how the last three rounds go for him. He's going to be watching games at 4:15 Eastern time and be in bed by 7:12. And
sounds like a
listen
dream.
To Swish FM. I have the Blazers over, the Spurs over, the Mavs over, and the Knicks under, of course. Adam, shout out to No Joke Pod. Wiz over, yep. Knicks over, Pacers under, and Warriors over. Anything else you want to talk, plug, promote?
Thinking about starting a podcast where Chris just wishes happy holidays to the listeners for 50 minutes.
It was really nice.
We'll talk about it off mic.
I don't hate that. Yeah.
And stay safe.
Assuming we
have
a holiday
safe.
Every month.
The podcast is called Stay Safe.
Yeah. With Chris Wendelkin. Don't hate that. Team Marty, Nets over. He believes in Durant. OKC under. He believes in Durant leaving OKC. Suns over. Believes in Chris Paul. And Hawks over. Shout out to Rajon Rondo.
Raisins.
Marty, anything to plug or promote?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a few things that got omitted this round. It's just like that. I am from Portland. I do love the Blazers. I was a Division I athlete in college, and so I do know a lot about athletics, and I feel like that gives me an advantage over everyone else. Also,
cross country? Cross country?
What? No, on this
cross country?
No, I was a three-sport athlete, Billy, and to confine me to one is a little obtuse or acute. I just feel like
obtuse.
Math was not one of the sports.
Nice.
I'm giving you a hard time. Keep going, Marty.
No, that's all. That was it, Billy. So that was you ended it nicely for me. I appreciate your effort.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Moving on to Team Jesse. He took the Nets under, the Nuggets over, the Hornets under, and the Hawks under. Jesse, anything to promote or plug?
No, I mean, I'm just really jealous of Chris's team. I wish I had thought to just take the worst teams all under. It seems like a great...
Orlando!
It seems like a great theory. I'm jealous.
There's still some teams left for you. There's three rounds left. You can still scrounge the bottom of the barrel. I see a few right now.
Nah, he took all the good ones.
You mean the bad ones? And then lastly...
The bad ones.
Billy is Clippers under, love it. Heat over, love it. Pels under, ooh, and Bucks under. Fading the public there.
All right, so we got love it, ooh, and all right, so the first two you liked.
Love them.
Do you want to ask me if I have anything I want to promote? Adam, I'm here.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you take a few minutes right now and just wax
this
promotion.
This shouldn't take too long. However, Buckets listeners, I'm going to need you guys to head on over to your Venmo apps. I'm going to need $72. This is going to be our team this year. I'm going
to
need you guys
want people
to buy contribute.
And if they win, are you going to give them a stock? So like every dollar gets $7 back if you win?
We're figuring out the details. We're figuring out how the payout will work out. But Buckets listeners, at William-Scafuri on Venmo. We're going to need 72 large, ideally in the next couple of days. Let's call it 24 hours. You have 24 hours to get me.
You're holding them ransom.
I can't take a loss. Let's put it this way. I have a lot of bills coming in, and I can't afford to take a loss this season. So Buckets listeners,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
At William-Scafuri, I'm in a lot of debt, and frankly, I'm in a lot of trouble. So I need 72 large from the Buckets listeners. Also,
what
check
do you
out
large
the No
is, by
podcast
the way?
On HeadGum.
Yeah, large is not just $1. Large is usually like 100 or 1,000, even 10,000 large. 72 large,
exactly.
Not just $72.
Exactly, which is why we need 72 large within 24 hours. I have people knocking at my door. They need this money. At William Scafuri, open up your Venmo apps, open up your wallets. Let's make it happen. Thanks, guys.
Good work. All right.
Just
solid.
You $2,
all right. Let's get.
Thank you, Marty.
Wow, that's really nice. Marty's buying into Billy's team. That's how much he thinks about it. All right. We'll finish this draft offline. I'll post it online by the time this episode airs. Good work, everybody. Appreciate you making the time. And yes,
thanks,
of course, Amir. Happy holidays. Stay safe.
Happy holidays,
Chris,
everyone.
Go to bed, please. You can finally fall asleep. I know you've been awake for 21 straight hours. Let's call it a night. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back as soon as possible. Enjoy the games. Preseason starts today. How crazy is that? All right, bye.
Happy Hanukkah, Chris.
Happy Hanukkah, bud.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.